T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, Mike Lynch here.
Hey, and I'm Patrick Harris.
You probably like baseball, which is why you're listening to this. This is the Hot Corner Podcast.
Well, I kind of like baseball. I guess I'll tune in.
Baseball's pretty neat, so thanks for listening. This is brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Center.
Doing the right thing since 1952.
Woo, baseball!
Baseball and much more.
You know what that makes you. Barry.
Lolliger.
Lob kickers.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch. A deep dive on baseball and the hottest topics in sports.
The throw to the plate will be late. The Mariners are going to play for the American League Championship. I don't believe it.
Now here are your hosts for the Hot Corner, Patrick Harris and Mike Lynch.
Being new to the club, how do you feel about the way things have gone for the Indians so far?
I'm the only winner on the team. The rest of them are losers, either by choice by birth.
The Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080.
You play ball like a girl.
The Fan.
Welcome into the Hot Corner. For it must be a Wednesday. It's always a Wednesday around these parts, baby.
We got ourselves a little bit of a sports day going on.
Well, I was just more excited about the throwback we got going on right now.
Well, yeah, me too. But we got the NBA up. Shohei Ohtani just pitched. There's another no-hitter going on, and it's involving my team. So things are happening.
You know, it's wild. I always feel like sometimes when we come in to this fine Odyssey station.
An Odyssey station.
Thanks. I don't have that drop. We experience West Coast bias probably more than anybody in radio in the great city of Portland. You and I, and I'll give Nemec some love when he comes on too, because we come on a little bit late, and There's not a whole lot going on, unless you want to watch Fresno State versus Hawaii in college football.
Sure.
Or, Arizona against Colorado in baseball.
Yeah.
Like, we get hosed a lot.
Yeah, we do.
Tonight, we get something big. Oh, yeah, baby.
This is the time of year where we thrive.
Because
not only is there night baseball on, right?
Which there's a lot of exciting stuff to get into with night baseball tonight.
There is the play-in tournament, which looks like Memphis is going to win this game. There's 13 seconds left. And we've got LeBron versus Steph coming up momentarily.
Are they going to fight each other like in an octagon?
Hopefully. That'd be fun.
LeBron would kill him.
Well, maybe Steph's kind of fast and he can kind of just quick dodge, just up, dip, dive, and dodge. Yeah.
Swings a left and you didn't see it coming. He's got his mouthpiece hanging out and shimmying in the middle of an octagon.
For those of you who partake in the ice sports, we also are in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Is this true?
And there is a game starting at 7:30. And there's like two games going on right now, or three games going on right now. So we are hashtag thriving right now. With our night sports pants being tight.
Well, last time I checked, Dirt and Sprague, they don't like football, so they don't get anything on in the day.
True that.
And AJ and Dusty also don't like football, so they don't get anything in the day.
Well, they'll get day baseball.
They get a little day baseball.
Beyond that, nada.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we aren't being poo-pooed on. Maybe we actually sit in a sweet spot. Obviously, the gentlemen that sit in these chairs before us, they have the ultimate sweet spot.
Yes.
But maybe ours isn't so bad. Maybe I over negatively valued our situation.
Well, I think because in football season, on a Wednesday night.
Nada.
I guess you can have Wednesday night NBA if the Blazers are on, right?
Sure.
You know, because that'll start in October. But, you know, you're like, I guess on a Wednesday night, maybe there's like a MAC game that's on.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, Fresno State Hawaii on Facebook Live.
There's the Mountain West game on a Wednesday. Beyond that, we don't really have a lot. But yeah, right now it's the sweet spot. I think you are overstating it, though. I think generally we were in a pretty good spot.
I think you're right. I think initially I just wanted to cry woe is me because that's what I do.
And that's
the shtick I like to run with. Although I don't know if that's true either.
I'm
pretty arrogant.
I think you like to complain.
Well, yeah, but who doesn't?
But that's not really woe is me.
Right. I mean, who doesn't like to complain?
Who doesn't like a good rub yet?
That is true. Is that guy still in the league?
I don't think so.
You know, I've been getting people asking me if we're going to change the Fernando Rodney siren.
Considering he's outie?
Yeah.
Well, who would we put it for?
Well, I've got a leader in this, but I don't want to just like completely poo-poo on it. Completely take over and my suggestion is the suggestion.
Okay, I mean, I'm trying to think.
I'm open to suggestions. I've got a good one.
I'm trying to think quickly of who is a struggling closer and or late innings guy who comes in often.
Top tier reliever, quote unquote.
Is it Canley Jansen?
No, my answer is Sugar Diaz.
Ah, but the problem is with the Mets, we're not going to often see him come in.
Exactly.
Unless Well, I guess right at the beginning of the show, we might.
Yeah. So that was my initial thought. Because
I know Jansen's pitching better again this year.
Kenley Jansen would be a good one. But by the time Kenley Jansen comes on, we might not be on the air.
That's true. The other one
unless we went to 10 p.m.
Right. Potentially. Yeah, that would be, I guess that could be a thing. But
I say just don't force this, you know? I mean,
let it come naturally.
Yeah.
Find someone that's just absolute dog.
What about Craig Kimbrell?
It's not bad.
Although, is he having a good year too?
I think he's having a decent year. Midwest games are the best for our time slot.
That is true.
You got to find, that AL West or NL West team and a personality that is a closer.
NL Central is also something to really look at.
Yeah.
And the AL Central sucks. But, like, none of those guys were good to begin with. You know what I mean? It's got to be somebody that's good.
Well.
But not.
But not. Exactly.
That's why I thought Jansen was a good option.
Fernando Rodney was good. But not. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And that's kind of why I liked Sugar Diaz, although he's more opposite end of the spectrum. He was good, and now he's not.
Yeah, he's more bad. With still potential?
Question mark? Jared Kelnick looks pretty good right now. Well, I mean, he looks better than Sugar Diaz.
He had one game that he looked good, and he's gone 0 for like four times.
He had a stolen base in the no-hitter last night because he walked.
There you go.
Because he walked.
Important base runner.
Yeah, man. All right, so I just wanted to float that out there.
Mark Melanson?
I got him on my fantasy team, dude. I can't do that.
I do think
I can't make fun of my own demise, and he is my closer.
I do think Joe is right that we should let it come to us.
I agree. But I just wanted to at least float the situation out to everybody. We can read the room. We can assess when need be. And if there's time for the siren, there's time for the siren.
Yes.
It could also not be a single person. It could also be like, uh-oh, this guy sucks and is about to come up.
I guess that's true.
You know?
But I feel like that loses some of its luster because it's almost like it's now going to be an award passed down to the next generation of completely combustible reliever. And we need to honor Fernando Rodney and only give it to the next combustible reliever.
Those deserving of Fernando Rodney status.
And I do think that your suggestion so far is the best one. I do think that Edwin Diaz is the best option for this. The timing of it just may be a little bit difficult to deal with.
Wait till he gets shipped to like three more teams in a couple of years.
Then now we're really talking.
Yeah.
Now we're really talking.
Yep.
Because Fernando Rodney was the guy for multiple teams. You know, like Arthur Rhodes was the guy for multiple teams for a while. And then as he started to fall off, he bounced around.
Yes.
And maybe Sugar Diaz will do the same thing.
Like LaTroy Hawkins,
although LaTroy Hawkins is actually like a legit reliever.
Well, so was Fernando Rodney.
But he sucked a lot. Like, LaTroy Hawkins...
Sucked a lot.
I don't don't know. I think when you brought in LaTroy Hawkins, it was like, we're building the bullpen for a World Series.
No, I think when you brought in LaTroy Hawkins, you were losing 10-3 and you needed innings.
Well, LaTroy Hawkins also played for like 28 different Major League Baseball teams.
Let me see what his career ERA is. 4.31.
Not bad. Not bad for a guy who played for 19 years.
21.
Okay, sorry, I was off by two.
How dare you? His best season, oh, this is hard to do because there's a lot of totals here on Baseball Reference. His best season, ooh, that was a good one, was 2009.
2009, let me take a stab at this. 2009.
Nope, it was 2003.
2003.
Sorry.
2003, LaTroy Hawkins' best season, I'm going to go with, is the Chicago Cubs.
That was 2004, although that was a fantastic guess. This is still his first team, which he spent the longest time with. From 95 to 2003, he was on one team.
The Twins.
Yep. 2003, he had a 1.86 ERA.
Was he their closer?
He was not.
They had Joe Nathan.
Yes, he had two saves. 2 years prior, he was their closer, and he had 28 saves. He then went on to be the closer for the Cubs that next year.
Okay. And yeah, I was thinking like Bartman. I was thinking Bartman.
At the end of his career, he was the closer for the Colorado Rockies.
Get it, dude.
23 saves.
Get it, dude.
Shout out
LaTroy Hawkins.
Unfortunately, Robbie De La Rosa, not a closer on any MLB team.
That would have been, I believe, gold.
That would have been awesome because we're getting done a Robbie alert.
Yeah, that would have been solid goal.
But he
hide your kids, hide your wife. It's a Robbie alert.
He is now in the, I guess it's pronounced Nippon Professional Baseball League, which is in Japan.
That's where players go to rebuild their careers or retire because they realize they can't cut it anymore.
Fingers crossed.
Or leave too late and come to America.
Yes. We have a Ruby reemergence in the next couple seasons.
Now that would be interesting.
Yes.
Japan's playing baseball and Dirt and Sprague are running the siren because Ruby De La Rosa is about to blow a save.
Although, would that be the siren or would we just play the you always need a good Ruby action for that?
Yeah, maybe. Whoever it is, though, if it does end up being an East Coast person and let's say they do go to Japan, we got to get everyone on board with this.
That's going to be difficult.
So if they close and it's 4:15 and you guys are about to go to break in prime time, nope. Siren's got to run.
I think this sound would just be fitting.
That is also true.
God, that's an uncomfortable drop.
Yeah, why does that freak everybody out? And I'm just like, like, I know exactly what that is. I make that sound.
Yes, we heard it right there. Except that one in the drop is way more suctiony.
Yeah, like, how'd you, man. I must have been really on one that day.
That's what she said. It actually sends chills down my spine hearing that drop.
Oakley Doakley, we got a show for you tonight.
It hurts my brain.
Literally sounds like a fish like flopping on a dock after you caught it.
That is a sound it does sound like.
But no, it's my tongue and lips and cheeks. And what's up, baby? We got Golden State's taking on the Lakers right now. This game just started. We'll keep you updated on that. Also, there is a no-hitter alert. Stop me if you've heard that before. In Texas right now is Corey Kluber, my guy, pitching for the wrong team, might be on the verge of history, I guess we can say at this point. There's NHL playoffs and all that kind of stuff. So we'll keep you up to date on all this stuff as we get through the show today. But we got a lot of baseball to get to.
Go Warriors!
We got a lot of baseball to get to. I don't know. I don't even know where to start. Mike Trout's hurt. Shohei Ohtani is unbelievable. Everyone's on the DL.
No hitters.
Tony La Russa sucks. We got a bunch to get to today.
I feel like Tony La Russa may need to be the beginning of the show, though.
Yeah, you want to go there?
Please.
All right.
Because did we not predict this?
I'll bag on the White Sox all day, baby.
You did predict that they would be bad because of him, but they are good in spite of him?
Yeah. Good in spite of him. Yeah. How's that AJ Hinch hire look? So we got a lot of baseball. We got a lot of baseball to get to tonight.
Well, don't say that to Mariners fans.
You can follow us on social media. Mike's on Twitter, MikeLynch27. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram, PDiddy085. Fantastic producer, Mr. Joseph Fisher III behind the glass. He is on Twitter as well at JoeFish3. That's FISCH. Harass us. We love it. Beers on Us podcast is going to drop on Friday this week as Mike and I will be presenting Imperial IPA at the Oregon Beer Awards tomorrow. I think we are slated around the 6:30 area. So it's $5 live stream. It's all virtual this year. So if you want to get on the Oregon Beer Awards celebration, it's only $5 to watch. And Mike and I will, we're going to put together a little video and announce the winner of category Imperial IPA. So podcast recap of OBAs and a little touch on the craziness that's going on in the world of beer right now. We'll drop Friday at 4 instead of Thursday just due to current topics. Right? Is that good?
That sounds good to me. Also, Acuna just hit a walk-off home run against the Mets.
Well, I like that guy. Was Sugar Diaz on the mound?
I'm going to check. I can't
see. Sugar Diaz
because...
was on the mound. I should have been playing the siren while I'm talking about him blowing a save while he's blowing a save.
Checking. Checking.
503-250-1080 is checking. The text line.
If you 5-4, the Braves won. No, it was...
Juris Familia.
Nope. It was Jacob Barnes.
Ooh.
Who has a 7.84 ERA and was pitching in a tie game in the ninth inning.
Yeah! Well, never heard of that guy. I don't think we will anytime soon. All right, when we come back, Tony La Russa is an old curmudgeon man that somehow we didn't see this coming. I'm joking. Golden State up 9-2 early off in this play-in game on the Western Conference. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
.722, Portland Sports Leader, don't you forget it. Corey Kluber is through 8 innings right now with a no-hitter. That's my guy, if you know it, and currently he's Mike's guy. So we might have a little Hot Corner celebration tonight?
We might. We might indeed. He's been pitching very well this game, obviously, and he's been pitching well the last few. I don't know if I'm going to say the Klubs is back, but he's definitely not as bad as I thought he was going to be.
Yeah, so I want to get into the no-hitter phenomenon for the second time in 3 weeks, I guess, because I have a bone to pick with both of you, so we'll get to that at some point today. I will not be here next week.
How dare you?
It's just you two.
Okay.
It's just you two. I'm going to go to my own Idaho, my own private Idaho.
You're going to go to Greater Idaho, a new state that Oregon counties are trying to form, or supposedly?
I'm going to go to a place in Idaho that even Idahoans don't know exist.
You are,
and
going,
the ones that do know it exists are some scary mofos.
You're going roughing it, is what you're saying.
I'm going roughing it. So it'll be a Lynch and Fish show next week. So I hope you guys have fun with that. I might even be in a place where I can tune in. So maybe I'll tune in.
If you're roughing it, that's probably not going to be the case.
Well, I might have a chance. Okay. There might be an outside chance of a little bit of Wi-Fi. And maybe.
There's like one tower like 50 miles away. And
it's
like...
not cell service. I think I'm going to stay at a lodge.
Oh, okay.
That has like the worst Wi-Fi you've ever seen in your life.
Well, because who uses Wi-Fi in the middle of nowhere, Idaho?
But it's a lodge, so they want to, like, it with a bunch of, like, mini cabins. Mm-hmm. So it's not, like, a one giant connected lodge, but there's, like, a home base, and then there's little connected things. And you could literally be standing next to the Wi-Fi router and get, like, a bar of Wi-Fi. So maybe. Because I like to listen to baseball shows, and, you know, there aren't many out there.
We are headed to the bottom of the ninth.
Into the bottom of the ninth. Well, why hasn't MLB turned this on?
Well, because it's going to commercial, but it's on my phone.
So we'll keep you updated on that, and we'll chat some no-hitter action as the Mariners got no-hit last night. But we'll start with a curmudgeon old guy claiming unwritten rules that I was not aware of or unwritten rules that some people have mentioned, and I think it's a bunch of hogwash, and that would be the Chicago White Sox manager, old man Tony La Russa, who basically likes to take stance that his players disagree with. Am I correct in this?
I mean,
is that how this is playing out?
It does seem to be that way. And now
seems to be like he's like, this is our clubhouse and we believe it. And the players are like,
There's kind of a lot of that going on already. I'm very much enjoying the fact that, I'm assuming you'll tell the details. I'm very much enjoying that a notable veteran on that team came out and was just like, what is he talking about?
As my good friend Mike Lynch would say, you know, Tony La Russa, let's see, I don't have anything up in front of me, so I have to pull this off my brain. You said that, Mike. You were like, I'm sure you'll go into details. And I was like, oh, crap.
just got Corey Kluber on the brain right now.
Yeah, this is literally all I'm thinking about right now. Let's see. A 3-0 count came. and they were up big, and someone hit a dinger.
I believe the score was 15-4.
15-4.
It was 15-4. The pitcher was La Tortuga.
La Tortuga.
AKA a position player pitching.
Which once I saw him, I stood behind Tony La Russa. Don't do that to Williams.
I just get off at weird times.
So it was a 3-0 count. He's a position player pitching. Yermín Mercedes,
yep.
Who we talked about last week on the show,
yep.
is up on a 3-0 count. And he throws a 49-mile-an-hour ephus because he's a position player. And Mercedes,
a large position
Mercedes
player.
Does, as my good friend Patrick Harris would say, yak, 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 yak. And he just destroys the ball in the center field, home run, 16-4 lead.
That is what I say.
After the game, Tony La Russa comes out and says he should not have done that. That was against the rules of baseball, not in those words. And he said he will receive a punishment fitting in our own clubhouse. Then everyone rips him for it. And La Russa comes out and says, well, I told him to take. I gave him the take sign. And he still swung. So everyone was like, oh, well, I guess he did disobey his manager.
He said he was running out of the dugout steps yelling, take, take, take.
Did he really say that?
He did say that. Yeah, he said That's he came
the, did
running
somebody
up
the look st- at the video to confirm or deny this?
It was a John Boy. He had like a compilation of the interviews, the press conferences. He's like, yeah, I was running up the steps yelling, take, take, take.
Corey Kluber, 2 outs away from New York.
I don't think he was running up the steps yelling, take, 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 because no. That man hasn't run in 20 years. And then, please, dear God, keep playing that drop. Lance Lynn, veteran starter on said team, comes out and says, yeah, we don't have a problem with it in the clubhouse. So only Tony La Russa. And then La Russa comes out and says, there's a reason he has a locker and I have an office.
Ooh.
And it's like,
check out the big brains on Tony.
And you're just kind of sitting there like, this is May 18th. What is happening in the White? And they're the best team in the AL Central.
In spite of their manager.
And they have the best record in the American League when this all happened.
That's why I have an office and he has a locker. Like, what is this, dude? What is this, 1970?
And then there was pictures floating around after their game today of Yermín Mercedes dressed in a funky outfit with a bunch of the teammates, and they're all like laughing and smiling. I don't think La Russa has 1 ounce of control of that locker room or clubhouse, but it doesn't really matter because they're winning.
Right. But let's get into this real quick. Does anybody, you know how sometimes when we're in sports, and we see this in all sports, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, hockey, soccer, you name it. We see it in everything. Does anybody really have a problem with that? Does anybody really have a problem with quote unquote running up the score?
Well,
that's 2 outs for Kluber.
The Twins.
1 out away from a no hitter.
In the next game, threw behind random hitter.
Yeah.
And got thrown out. So
I guess some people do care.
I mean, there are still plenty of quote-unquote old-school guys in baseball. I mean, what was it, just like 5 years ago that I forget which player, American player it was, with the World Baseball Classic was like, yeah, that's how those guys play over there, talking about the Puerto Rican team, and like in a disparaging way.
Yeah, well, I think that had some racial undertones to that.
Well, it may have been racial, but it also was style of play. It was the flashiness of it, right? It was the not abiding by the unwritten rules.
Yeah, tell that to Yadier Molina and watch him punch you in the throat.
So, I mean, like, that still exists in the game. So, yeah, I'm not surprised that certain guys would still feel that way, for sure.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, like, we don't talk a whole lot about unwritten rules. We kind of have an unwritten list of things we don't talk about. Mm-hmm. We don't really talk about Pete Rose. We don't really talk about steroids. You know, we might throw jabs here and there, but we don't really talk about steroids. And we don't really, I'm going to pause, as Corey Kluber has thrown the 310th no-hitter in Major League Baseball.
Wow.
Like this season, 310th?
We're on pace for that now.
All right, you want to derail this real tough here?
Well, we got a break anyway, but
we don't have to do anything.
Well, look at you, Isaac Robb.
The guy who produces primetime is like, it's time to break. That's my boy, Kloobs. I wore his jersey at T-Mobile Park on Saturday.
Has Kloobs thrown a perfect or no-hitter before?
Nope. He just has two Cy Youngs.
just two Cy Youngs.
Just two Cy Youngs and an ALCS MVP.
Congrats, Corey.
Yeah, good job, bud.
Corey, you thrilled our fans throughout this game.
Well, that guy's dead now, too, so that sucks.
Rob Manfred is dead?
No. Corey Seager.
He's dead?
He broke his hand.
Oh, that's right.
But I'm really happy, you know, as we derail this conversation. I don't think we need to get back to it because at the end of the day, I think we, I'll just say this real quick. At the end of the day, I think we all kind of agree. If you have a problem with it, then stop it.
Throw strikes?
Yeah, you know, when Alabama blows out, you know, University of Arkansas, Little Rock, 70-6, it's like, you know, they're not, no one is trying to say, let's make them look terrible. No, it's like, if I hand the ball off and a Mack truck can drive through the line, Najee Harris is going to take it to the house. That's just how it goes. Or whatever five-star is backing the kid up.
It's just to the point now where I feel like we need to stop talking about these kind of things.
I agree. I'm willing to make that on our list.
But it does create interesting conversation when it happens, which is why I like talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things. I feel like the sport needs to just let it go.
So you're saying that we need to have an unwritten rule that says we don't talk about unwritten rules?
I kind of like it.
If it makes you feel better, you can write it down.
Just might have to.
We can put it on the wall.
So we're not hypocrites over
the
here.
The written rules of what not to talk about. All right, when we come back, I do want to stick with this because I got some questions about Tony La Russa and that clubhouse, and I do want to get into that. I do want to get into that next. But first, here's Joseph with sports.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
.738, we are Portland Spurs Leader. We're live from the poop-filled Willamette. This is the Hot Corner News, bad boy, every single Wednesday night. Golden State up 22-19 with just about a minute left in the first. And, you know, I was watching the Liverpool-Burnley game with a buddy today.
Thank you, whatever first name you are, Phillips, for scoring a goal for me in Fantasy Premier League.
Yeah, I looked at your team and I said you had Nat Phillips and I swore inappropriate words that cannot be repeated.
Really?
I was very, very upset.
There's only 2 weeks left and I'm holding second by a very thin margin over Patrick and someone else.
And I think you having Nat Phillips on the team just cemented your second place.
Maybe.
I hate you.
Maybe.
I'm over there watching it with a buddy and I'm watching Liverpool game because it's tight. Liverpool's trying to get in Champions League. And we start talking a little bit about Lakers-Warriors tonight. And we're, you know, we're laughing. We're making the joke. You know, Silver and the NBA is going to do whatever they can to keep LeBron in the playoffs. And we were like, yeah, Steph will get two tees right at the beginning. The first shimmy he does will get a tee. The first time you see his mouth guard hanging out of his mouth, he'll get a tee. And then Draymond will just, you know, phantomly get two tees in the first and second quarter, and then he'll be out of the game.
So that would be the Lakers getting the help from the NBA just to get in that 7-2.
Yeah, we were kind of just laughing. We don't really believe it. We're just, you know, making jokes and joshing around the afternoon. And sure enough, stop me if you've heard this before, but Draymond Green just got his first technical of the game, and I'm not quite sure for what it was.
I wasn't looking, so I don't know either, but
I think he just said, no, that's a bad call, ref, and he was like, tut! You, man, you watch yourself.
Yeah, I'm sure that's exactly how that went down.
Knowing Draymond, he did not say that with a very clean tone.
Adam Silver told me to watch you.
And I'm watching you.
Yeah, anyway.
So far, I have enjoyed, and I think this has been the case in all the playing games, is you can already tell the playoff reffing is here because they're letting them play a little bit more. There's less ticky-tack fouls, which I appreciate.
This is definitely a lose-lose game, though, because, you know, if, like, the Lakers win, then the Lakers win, and then if the Warriors win, well, the Warriors win.
Right.
We don't want the Lakers to win.
For the first time in my life without Klay Thompson on the Golden State Warriors, I have said, let's go Warriors.
I know. I want nothing more.
Steph's had a great year. Why not? Give him a little reward.
I'm not going to say go Warriors. I'm just going to say don't go Lakers.
I want nothing more than the Lakers to lose tonight and then lose to Memphis tomorrow.
God, that
would make me so happy.
Especially if...
And the NBA would cry.
Especially if one of my favorite players currently in the NBA, because you know me, I like college, so I tend to root a lot for the young guys.
Anthony Davis, I know. You loved him at Kentucky.
He was really good. I would love Golden State to win this game tonight, and I would love the Lakers to lose to Memphis tomorrow because Ja Morant has like 45 and posterizes AD.
I think you know.
That'd be the coolest thing in the whole world.
Just as much as I do. that if the Lakers lose tonight, there's no way they're losing that game tomorrow.
And it's Friday that they play.
Sorry,
well, Friday. You know what I meant. I've been thinking today was Thursday all day long.
But you said it must be a Wednesday because it's always a Wednesday.
Well, that's I'm just programmed to say that. That's
I'm a robot.
That's just beating in. You know, it's like when it's 12:30 in the morning and you're like, God, I'm kind of drunk. I need to go to bed. I'll have one more beer real quick. You know, it's like that kind of thing. It just happens. And then you crack it and you get two sips in. And you're like, oh, God, I don't want this. Well,
Anthony Davis trying to get a tech here, too.
I don't want this.
Feisty.
I like those kind of Baron Davis throwback jerseys.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, even though they don't play in Oakland anymore. But, you know.
I know it says Oakland. I was like, you don't even play. Where is this game? This game in L.A.?
Yes.
Staples Center?
Yes.
You know, I heard Staples Center Lakers get more fans than the Clippers, even though they're in the same building.
Yep.
Why is that the case? Has anybody looked into this?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I am serious. Why are you guys both looking at me like I'm an idiot?
Because the Lakers are more popular?
Like, you mean if it's a Lakers versus Clippers game in the Staples Center or just in general?
No. In the COVID protocol, the Lakers are selling like 21% capacity.
Oh.
And the Clippers are selling like 12% capacity.
That seems
in the same stadium.
That seems impossible.
If people want, no, it's not. I heard it on AJ and Dusty, and I trust them. They're journalists.
Well, I'm going to go that the Clippers are coasting through the regular season just like their fans, and they'll start to show up once the playoffs.
Well, if you're talking about who wants to see who more, obviously the answer is the Lakers. But what I'm telling you, if you can only fit 21%, you're going to sell out every professional game in America.
It is LA we're talking about, and it is the Clippers.
I still think you would sell out 20% of a Clippers playoff game.
Oh, playoffs, yeah. I'm still thinking on the regular season.
No, talking playoffs.
I'm talking playoffs. Yeah, so the Lakers get more than the Clippers, but are in the same building. That's weird to me.
This text says, why do you guys hate winning teams like the Lakers? I don't hate the Lakers. I'm tired of watching LeBron James. Smile face. I made a smiling face.
You know what's funny? I'm the opposite of you. I love watching LeBron James. I'm just over the Lakers. Mm. I love watching LeBron.
I
loved watching Kobe. I just didn't love the Lakers.
I just desperately want to see a different storyline at all in the NBA playoffs.
What are you talking about, man? If the Lakers lose, the storyline is the Lakers lost.
The Lakers are the hedge fund
Denver
kid.
Phoenix goes on some crazy run and slaughters everyone in the playoffs. Chris Paul finally gets to an NBA Finals, wins NBA Finals MVP. Yeah, the Lakers, they lost the play-in game. That's all anyone's going to talk about anyway.
Well, I'm talking about for myself. I'm tired of watching LeBron every postseason. I just want to see something different. I just want to see different matchups. I want a conference to have a chance.
Feel the same way about Tom Brady?
Yeah.
All right.
Absolutely.
The Lakers are.
I want to know that. Mark that.
They're the hedge fund kid who literally did nothing to deserve everything that they get.
But they weren't that way when I was a kid.
Oh,
like they
well,
did.
They were.
They did good. No. They traded for Shaq.
I mean, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar went there after Milwaukee.
That's too young for me.
They're too old for you.
Yeah, too old for me. I'm sorry. But, like, you know, they traded, you know, one of the best centers in the game for some kid out of Philly.
Yeah, just some kid.
You don't know. They also drafted Kwame Brown, number one overall.
And, boy, has he been in the news
And Aloha Candy, number one overall.
He's earning his paychecks this week.
Yeah, he is.
Did I see that he said one game him and Kobe combined for 82 points? Was that the 82 Kobe game?
It's the 81.
The 81, okay. Because well, he had 1 point.
No, he's out here talking
He's got one GD point.
He's out here talking S because people are talking S about him, and he is apparently a terrifying individual that you don't want to mess with.
Okay. I don't want to mess with Kwame Brown at
I'm
all.
Just saying,
that doesn't
that's
mean
the
he
story.
Didn't, doesn't mean he didn't suck at basketball.
Well, yeah, but that's just the story.
Uh-oh,
just...
Patrick's next.
Yeah. All this.
Watch his live stream.
This baseball show I was listening to in Portland. Bleep, 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 bleep.
I'll tell you what. If Kwame Brown comes flying through this window to kill me, I'm just going to start yelling beers on us. So all the viral videos and whatever the microphone's still on, everyone's going to be like, what's this beers on us? Might have to check that out. Is that the guy that got beat up by Kwame Brown? His taste in beer sucks, but it's entertaining. All right, we come back. I wanted to make fun of Tony La Russa, and don't worry, La Russa, you didn't get away with it. I will bring that back. I got a little NBA tangent. That's my fault. I'll take the heat for that one. And I want to read some text as well, because Tony La Russa is quite the polarizing character, And so we'll get into that. My question really is, can his actions and just the little things like this really affect Chicago building a potential monster on a World Series run? We'll get to all that next. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
This is the Hot Corner with Harrison Lynch on 1080 The Fan.
I want to read some texts here. 503-250-1080. Tony La Russa is the same person who flashed his Hall of Fame ring to try and get out of a DUI. So teaching moment credibility, none.
Ba-dum-tsh.
In running up the score, don't suck and the score won't be run up. Or if you have a problem, then take your orange slices and participation trophy. The unwritten rules of baseball are such a detriment to the game. I'm really enjoying La Russa's in-game coaching, bringing back small ball or smart baseball, as I call it. The after-game crap I don't care about.
There is a bit of that. I've been keeping an eye on his lineups, plural. I was going to say like lineup setup, but that didn't make any sense. I've been keeping an eye on what he's doing, and he goes a little old school. Like, the number two hitter is not the best hitter in the lineup, which a lot of teams have started doing.
Right.
The number two hitter is...
Yeah, you'll see like Acuna bat two or Aaron Judge bat two.
Yeah, he put... Nick Madrigal either bats ninth or second, and yeah. Madrigal's a singles hitter for the most part.
And as a Cleveland fan, you know, Francona's not far off from that either. You know, Francona runs that as well. He's an old school guy. He likes small ball. He likes hit and run, steal when you steal, and pressure situations. I'm okay with that. What I'm curious about, because I definitely don't want to sensationalize this. I don't want to overblow it. I don't think the players on the White Sox are really that upset about La Russa thinking one way and them thinking the other.
I mean, we won't really know for sure, but...
Right.
Sure.
It doesn't seem like it's that big of a deal. La Russa taking a shot at Lance Lynn, that's where I'm kind of like, watch yourself there, bud. Watch yourself, because that's a slippery slope.
Yes.
But I'm curious, if this stuff kind of continues, what does this do to the White Sox? Because they look really good right now.
I saw a question posed on Twitter, and I couldn't think of an answer. The question was, name a team that didn't get along with their manager or coach, and there was drama in the season that still won a championship.
In any sport, really.
Any sport. And I sat there thinking about it. I didn't spend too long thinking about it. And I was like, well, I know Phil Jackson wasn't always beloved on the teams he coached.
Maybe Keyshawn, John Gruden a little bit. But Keyshawn didn't really play when they won that Super Bowl.
I don't remember that year that well to they confirm did not, or deny that.
They did not like each other. Okay. They got in spats on the sideline. But like I said, Keyshawn didn't really play.
Okay.
In that run to the Super Bowl.
My only thought was Phil Jackson. I was like, I know Phil Jackson rankled the guys in Chicago and LA for that matter. Mm-hmm. He's a guy who always kind of...
That's kind of his thing.
...got on the wrong end of the team at some point in his career at various places. But beyond that, I couldn't off the top of my head think of anything like that. Now, I know the White Sox are not favored to win the World Series, but they are certainly a team people thought could make a run for the World Series this year based on how they were made up.
They're definitely building. They're building to be a monster at some point. Whether it hits or not is remains to be seen.
This text says 85 Bears didn't like Ditka. So there's one. You know.
Yeah, this one's saying Barry Switzer in Dallas.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of Jimmy Johnson holdover.
Yeah. So those are okay. So there's some decent ones.
So it happens, but it doesn't happen a lot. And let's remember, 85 Bears, that's one of the greatest defenses to ever play.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget, Barry Switzer's Cowboys is one of the most loaded offensively and underratedly defensive squads you've ever seen. That 95 team is absolutely loaded with Hall of Famers. So that's how you can overcome it.
Also, the 85 Bears had Walter Payton.
That is also true.
Yes.
That is also true. And so I think it's also interesting in baseball. Someone mentions Kevin Youkilis lot of people not liking him. That's fine, but you know, the Giants were still good and nobody liked Jeff Kent.
Well, remember, I'm not talking about a player. We're talking about a manager.
Exactly.
So Yukla's a player, yes, sure. But
that's what I was getting to, you know, and someone also brings up Tom Coughlin, but you can be a hard A all you want.
I don't think his team hated him.
But I don't think they hated him. We haven't seen it in baseball. And with the young kids, like look at AJ Hinch, for example. And yeah, there's the cheating, there's the trash cans, and I don't want to give it up to them fully. But he was with those kids for a long time, and they loved him because he knew he had to have them on their side, or he was going to get canned and someone was going to walk into a World Series team.
Right.
And so I'm just curious, are we just going to see that? Is La Russa going to be here for a couple years? They're going to get beat in the first round of the playoffs this year. Maybe they get beat in the first round of the playoffs next year. And then it's like, you're not the guy, and they bring somebody in and they walk into a World Series.
I could 100% see that happening. I mean, the only reason La Russa's there is because Jerry Reinsdorf wanted him, the owner of the team.
Right.
Right. And
even their social media came out and said, congratulations, Tony La Russa. And it had AJ Hinch's signature.
Oh, really? I didn't see
yeah,
that.
Yeah. When La Russa was, when it broke that La Russa was going to be the manager, their Twitter or social media came out and said, congratulations, Tony La Russa, new skipper or whatever they said. And it had like a logo, a signature, and it was AJ Hinch. Because the graphic department was like, well, we'd be stupid not to go get AJ Hinch.
That's interesting. Yeah, so I mean, it's just the owner that wants him. So maybe there's enough pressure where maybe he's only there for, like, let's say this year goes bad internally. They're playing well right now.
They got a good team. Playing great.
First in the AL Central.
They got guys hurt too.
Yeah, they could easily make the playoffs this year. But let's just say there's enough internal strife that.
What are you talking about? The division is difficult.
It's not. I don't know. Jose Abreu goes to Jerry Reinsdorf and is like, this guy cannot be here.
Yeah.
And that's your MVP and he's your leader and all that kind of stuff. Does he listen or does he go, I ran the Bulls teams that won all the titles, so shut up. And
Michael
go, get
told
back
me
in
to
your
do
place.
Things all the time, and that didn't mean I listened to him.
True that. So I don't know. I mean, he is known for being a hard-headed owner, so we'll see. But I could very much see La Russa going there for 2 years, them losing in the first round both years, and then winning when someone else comes in. Here's the crazy thing, and I saw this on Twitter, and I laughed at it when I saw it. Tony La Russa cares more about the unwritten rules than he does the literal rules in extra innings where he didn't understand the rules.
Or you don't know.
And it's like, what? How were you a manager in 2021? I don't understand.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I wonder if it's like, maybe there's an under-the-table agreement, and La Russa is just here to show these kids how to be big leaguers, and he knows he's not long-term. If that's the case, then that's brilliant. If the goal is to have him for a year or two just to show these kids how to be professional baseball players, because it's a really young team, show these kids how to be professional baseball players, then maybe he goes and they bring in something else. I don't know. I'm just spitballing here.
I don't like that spitball because you're this close to being a World Series contender.
You're close.
You could bring any good manager in and teach them how to be professional ball players. You don't need to bring Tony La Russa in.
Yeah, should have brought AJ Hinch.
Probably.
Yeah. I thought that would have been the better hire. Anyway, it'll be something interesting to watch and look forward to. Coming up in the second hour of the show, we got another no-hitter, and we haven't even talked about the last no-hitter. That's how fast these things have gone. And fair or foul at the bottom of the hour as well. And so loaded second hour. Don't go anywhere. This is the Hot Corner. Harrison Lynch, 1080 The Fan. Sports.